Where did you go to school in Hamburg?
Well, I grew up in Hamburg and went through the elementary school, then Pleasant Avenue, and then Hamburg Junior and Hamburger Senior High. Both my parents are in Hamburg, and both my brothers are also in Western New York area still.
And how did you decide on a career in the Air Force?
That was more of a chance. The Air Force had a way in the mid-80s to pay for college education. The deployments that I've had, either to Southwest Asia towards the end of Desert Shield, Desert Storm, as well as down in South America for the counter-drug mission, they were all exciting in their own way and left me that much smarter, that much more aware of, you know, the different cultures around us, and helped continue to shape how I think about things.
So as you're entering this new role, can you explain what that means to us ordinary people?
Yeah, I guess in the simplest terms, you know, my job is to detect and deter the next air attack in the eastern United States, and that includes the National Capital Region around Washington, D.C. What that means is finding problem aircraft or flying objects nowadays. I mean, when you realize the number of drones and unpiloted vehicles that are out there, and that number's exploding, as well as you know, our strategic peers and some of the weapon systems they have, you know, cruise missiles. You know, we need to find problem objects and respond to them with our alert fighters. The challenge is really to get this done where needed and when needed to allow our strategic and national level leadership to have the time to make good decisions, right? It's a challenge. You know, we train to daily, and at the same time, we actually execute to it daily also. So my guys are training, but they're also operationally doing the mission 24/7, 365.
Military budgets are already being tested with the old style kind of missile attacks in that paradigm. Where does our air defense system need the most reinforcement today?
That's a good question. I wasn't expecting you to give me that one. The difficulty with that question is our country is so large that the age-old problem to be able to defend everywhere against a threat that chooses the time and place of its attack is a challenge. And so I think it's a measure of the risk that you can take in some areas versus other areas. That is how we manage some of those challenges, and we hope that we have it right.
Can our air defense system be helpful in situations like the Orlando shooting?
Typically not, but I will tell you that a ground event like Orlando is another piece of information that is considered in how we do daily air operations.
How aware do ordinary Americans need to be of our air defense?
We're clearly aware of the impact of that whole threat nowadays, just going through the airport with the security lines, right? So be observant. And if you see something that doesn't seem right, don't ignore it. Point it out. In effect, everybody becomes a sensor for the greater good of everybody.
So you've been on the job a couple weeks now. How are things going? Have you encountered anything unexpected?
No, I really benefit from having been in this organization in different positions from the bottom to the top. And I really benefited from that. The Air Force and the military does a really good job with that. It's the mentoring piece and having that open mind to continue learning every day. Whether you're the boss or not, you can always learn from somebody and from some situation. And even this mission here, talk about the movies, go back to Top Gun, where they're debriefing the mission ad nauseum, and that's how you learn how to do it better and make sure that you don't repeat the same mistakes. That's another way how we take limited resourcing and we make the most out of it. I think I have it at 1,000 some odd days now to get the most positive improvements and change that I can do in my control in the organization and for the NORAD mission. So I look forward to that.